The feast is ready, come to the feast, the good and the bad, come and be glad, greatest and least, come to the feast. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who invites us to his feast. Amen. The scripture reading for today, the gospel reading especially, but did you notice the Old Testament Isaiah also was this invitation to the feast that Jesus gives to us. He says in the gospel reading, I share with you the first verse and the last verse of the gospel reading for today. The feast is ready. Everything is ready. Come to the feast. But then he says, many are invited, many are called, but few are chosen. This gospel reading for today, all the gospel readings, all the parables of Jesus are extremely important, but this one answers a question that many people ask. Why are some saved and not all? Why some and not all? And so I ask you this morning, as Jesus says, many are invited, many are called, but few are chosen, are you amongst the many? Or are you amongst the few? Please notice, first of all, that Jesus says, the feast is ready. Come to the feast. Everyone come to the feast. When Jesus gives this feast, when he gives to us his gospel message, everyone is invited. So why is it that not everyone is saved? That's what the gospel reading is talking about. It is not God's fault. He invites everyone, listen carefully to this gospel reading, this parable of Jesus. And it answers, why is it that only few are chosen? Why only few are coming into that kingdom? We love to eat. We love to celebrate. Whenever we have a celebration, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a birthday party, whether it's an anniversary party, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or whatever it is, we eat, don't we? And we eat good. Usually we have a special kind of a celebration, don't we? And oftentimes we'll invite other people to come. God has made us in a very special way that we love to feast, we love to get together, and we love to eat. Very much like so often in the Old Testament, when God came with those two angels, Jesus came with the two angels to Abraham to give Abraham that promise of the son, Abraham fixed a feast, and they were sitting there and they were eating as God gave to him that special blessing. When it came time for Isaac to give the blessing, he thought to Esau. But when he gave the blessing, remember, Jacob and Rebekah made that special food for Isaac, and he sat down and ate, and it was a special meal. It was a special time for the blessing. When the children of Israel were getting ready to come out of Egypt, then God said, have a special feast, a Passover. And he instructed them all the special things about the Passover so that that was a very significant event for them. And Jesus gives to us a feast. He gives to us a very special feast, the new covenant of the Passover for you and for me. Jesus gives that invitation, the feast is ready, come to the feast, to all people. So why is it that not all people then receive that? Jesus tells us in the parable. He says, a king prepared a feast for his son, a wedding feast for his son. Now I know, put your little Jewish beanie on and be a Jew for just a minute and understand that the common Jew would, when they would have a wedding celebration, maybe for 7 days, a common Jew would have it for 7 days, and there'd be feasting and food and wine and so on. Remember the first miracle that Jesus did? They ran out of wine. Oh, no, it was a wedding feast. And Jesus provided that. Understand that wedding feasts were wonderful things. Now, increase that because it's a king now. It's the king who's making this wedding feast, and he invites all of these subjects. He invites those who are invited to come. But unbelievable, unthinkable, how rude that they say, no thanks. How unbelievable that they are the ones who refuse to come. But the king, he's generous. The king is patient. The king invites him again. Come, everything is ready. The feast is ready. But they give these lame excuses. They talk about and said they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. Hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe that anyone would refuse that kind of an invitation. How terrible that this is. But that's why some are not saved. That's why the few are the chosen, because people have said no thanks when God gives to them this gracious blessing. Come and be baptized and receive the waters of life. Come, receive the true body and blood of the Lord. Come and receive the bread of life in worship. Come and have family devotions and daily devotions. Come and come into a Bible study and learn with other fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. But people make all kinds of excuses, and they don't come. Well, the king is going to have the feast. The king gives the feast. And notice the second part of this parable then. The king is going to have guests at his feast. And so he says to his servant, go out and invite the good and the bad. Invite the good and the bad. Now, that's worldly talk, all right? That's worldly talk. It's in the world today, we think of, oh, these people are good, these people are bad. Understand what Jesus is saying is, he invites everyone. He invites everyone to this feast. It doesn't matter whether you're good or bad. But does that maybe explain why some people say no to Jesus' invitation? Do they think that maybe they're not bad enough to need to come to church? They can do it on their own? It's just those bad people that need to go to church. Or on the other side, do they think, I am such a sinner. I am so bad. Only good people go to the church. You know, it's that country club for saints. You pay your dues and you get some benefits from it, and how wrong that is. No, Jesus says, I call all people, the good and the bad, come to the feast. Maybe some people, because they think they're so good or they can do it on their own, don't come to the feast. And so we have the third part of the parable. The good and the bad do come. And then, as Jesus tells this parable, he said, the king comes in and looks at his guests, and he sees the one guest who didn't wear the wedding garment. Now, again, you have to understand, put your Jewish beanie back on and be a Jew, and understand that when the king would have a banquet, a wedding feast, he not only provided the food, he also included the clothing. And so when you came to the feast, you were given a robe, a beautiful robe to wear so that you might be ready for that feast. This person stubbornly said, no, I'll come and eat your food, but I won't wear your robe. I'll come and do my thing, but I'm not going to do your thing. I'm going to come in and go against what you do. You heard what Jesus said in the parable, right? The king was enraged. And he said, tie him hand and foot and throw him out where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sounds like hell, doesn't it? It's supposed to. It's supposed to. Those who refuse this invitation, those who think they can do it on their own, those who reject Jesus Christ and the robe of righteousness that Jesus Christ gives to us, those who refuse that are not in the kingdom of heaven and are not invited to the feast. Oh, how God grieves. Oh, how God grieves for those who refuse this invitation. Do you remember as Jesus is looking over Jerusalem? As he's about to go and suffer and die on that cross, it says Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you slay the prophets, you kill the prophets, you kill those messengers and so on. How I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not. That's the reason why some and not all. That's why many are called and few are chosen, because so many would not. They refuse to come at the gracious invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus. I'm so glad that you're here today. I pray that you're here because that invitation, you're receiving that invitation, that you're living in that invitation each and every day. As Jesus, the bread of life, comes and feeds us with his word out of the scriptures each and every day. As the blessings of our baptism help us to know that we daily are drowned and die with Christ and daily rise with Christ. When we know that Jesus gives to us the robe of righteousness that covers all of our sins, we do feast and receive those blessings. In just a moment, he will come and say, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Given for you for the forgiveness of sins. Eat and drink this for the strengthening of your faith and for the continued living of your life." What a joy we have as we have accepted, received, as we have that gracious invitation, and he, the Holy Spirit, works in us to give us that. How many people in the world today, the many out in the world today, who still Jesus is inviting, come to the feast. Come with me to a Bible class and hear the Word of God. Come with me and worship in a worship setting so that the fellow believers can help us together and we hear God's Word. Come and find out about the Lord's Supper and about baptism and receive those gracious gifts. The feast is ready. Come to the feast. It's for everyone. May God grant us that faithfulness that we continue to be the faithful and bless us as we reach out and invite others to the feast. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen. And now may that peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds feasting on Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.